wife didn't want to sell it, but she knew that we had to do something else, because I getting kind of frail. I have to drive back and forth down over it.
It's like losing a member of the family. You know, it didn't work hard. Well, you hate to give it up.
Mm-hmm. You don't know this coat?
No, you don't.
What kind of roads did you have here? Tell me all about the type, you know.
Yeah. Well, we just, they had, when they first started here, they just had trails cut through the woods. And then they started to work them. They'd have everybody around over the community had to put in a day on the road.
Yeah.
That was free gift, you know. Well, the mud hole got so bad in the doggone road, they couldn't get back in the forge. Well, then they'd have to all gang up and go and put in a little more extra time, you know, fix that mud hole. Cut poles and lay them in a good for about two or maybe 3 years. Right out. Didn't use no gravel. And so finally they sent the parish in, got organized, and went to charging a little tax. And so they had the penal farm, the prisoners, and they had an old prison wagon that they got, and they'd bring them prisoners out here and pull that thing out here with a mule out to wherever they was going to work on that road, and they'd work them all day, and they'd put them back in there and lock it up at night. And I sure would have been locked up in that darn thing. But anyway, wasn't nothing I could have done about it if I had got it. Couldn't have kicked out. But I couldn't have kicked out of it. But they worked them. And then finally they got them some graders. And pulled them graders with mules, you know. And they went right on to work it and got it up some pretty fair roads. Got them where then there come the Model T's where we'd get in that thing, go to town. Well, you'd have to drag that road every month during the summer.
What do you mean? They took a...
just a drag thing. They hook it behind a pair of mules.
And they...
Just smooth that road, drag it over the road. And had it set so to pull the gate back towards the center of the road, go down one side and back down up the other side. And they'd fill them holes full of dirt back. And if it come a little, just a little rain, so the back is all right. Worked good for a day or two. Heck, by a week time, back at my old just same, there was a little wagon hitting in and out of them. So they up. Then finally along come the gravel. Well, then they take them Model T trucks and went to hauling gravel and putting on the roads and wagons, too. And they got the roads gravel up. Well, they're still rough. They get full of bump holes. Then along the people just raised the devil about that. The road wasn't no time. Then next thing you know, here come, we got a little blacktop there on the road. Well, that blacktop was this stuff about a year, and it began to get a hold in it, and they rose up still high, raised more sand about that than they did with the first road. They had nothing on it. So, but now I think we got good roads, and I enjoy them. And I know if I hit a little hole, I say, don't see why they don't fire that place. But anyway, it's much better than what that, you know, where we first started to where we're at now.
You drive them?
Yeah, I hurdle them.
You hurdle them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hurdle it down the road. I don't like to go no big towns or nothing like Shreveport. I do it though.